Greetings and God bless you. How are you? It is me, Dr. Letitia Webb, and I am the woman who prayed and painted to clear the muddied waters in my marriage and to heal my emotional pain. Then I took that artwork and used it as inspiration to create products that you can find on Amazon or t-shirts and sneakers that you can get from me directly. And I no longer say that I am the one who produced power from my pain, because I actually have no power of my own. I now denounce all human resiliency. I am unable to bounce back by myself. I decree and declare that I am God resilient. And this is God Resilient with Dr. Letitia Webb. It is the last Monday in January 2024. Time is a moving. Amen. We praise God for who He is on this day. It was a wonderful weekend. I actually had a self-care weekend, honey. I got up in my art space, my art room, and I just arted some stuff out of me. And I am forever grateful for my husband, Dr. William Webb IV, who knows that when I get into my art room, honey, I just need space. And he gave me the space that I needed. It is wonderful to be married to someone who does not put any demands on you. Amen. And yes, I know that there are different perspectives when it comes to demands and having standards and wanting certain things from your spouse. But once you make a decision that you're going to love someone unconditionally, you accept them for who they are, where they are. Amen. So I am grateful that I was able to get into a space and place to engage in some self-care. And as my bestie Terry says, we arted out, and I was able to art it out this weekend. If you are here, God bless you. Let me know. I would love to send you some love and a blessing. As you know, we are firing off on all cylinders. We are on YouTube Live, Facebook Live, and we are recording the podcast. God bless you this morning. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. So you guys know what we came to do. We pray, we process the devotional and God resilient for this day, and we pursue God's word. Amen. And it's just on my heart again to give God glory for Sarah Young's life and what she did for the body of Christ and advancing the kingdom of God through her work, Jesus Calling. Amen. If it was not for Jesus Calling, which gave me a foundation, amen, of having my own daily devotional, I just praise God for her life, her testimony, and her example. Amen. So let's get right into it. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we love you, we praise you, we worship you, Father God. Thank you for the opportunity, oh Father God, to heal, to seek you, to get up, to praise your name, to walk, to talk, to speak, Lord God, to see, to hear, oh Father God, to praise you, to worship you, oh Father God, to serve you, to seek you, oh Father God, the ability to get up, to share your name, to praise your name, and to give your name glory. Oh, Father God, thank you, Lord God, for the opportunity and the ability to come boldly before thy throne of grace to obtain mercy. Thank you that we have a clean slate this day. Thank you for your word. Thank you for the life of Jesus Christ and the resurrection, oh, Father God, and the ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord God, for the finished work of Christ. Lord, we love you. Father God, now I yield myself to you, oh Father God, to be a vessel of honor fit for your use. Speak through me. Have your way in me, Lord God. I yield myself to you. Hide me behind the cross. Oh Father God, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ. Oh Father God, the all-powerful resurrected blood. Oh Father God, thank you for the blood of Jesus that we send through the airways. Oh Father God, that it would touch the homes, the minds, and the hearts of your people. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness. righteousness. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you, honey. It is so wonderful to see you. Deacon Johnson, good morning to you. God bless you, Terry. Amen. For self-care, oh, thank you. Spousal support and arting it out. Yes, child. I had one of those weekends. I was in my art room, and honey, it was me, the Lord, and my canvas. Amen. God bless you, Rhonda. It is so wonderful to see you this morning. So, honey, we are on the topic of it is necessary. Amen. We started that topic on yesterday, and we talked about the necessity of getting the order right. Amen. The necessity of putting first things first and the necessity of putting things in the proper place. Amen. And that foundational scripture from yesterday was John 10:10 and Matthew chapter 6 verse 33. And so we are continuing on with the topic of it is necessary. Amen. And so our first key phrase for today is a firm foundation. Put in the chat, a firm foundation. Amen. And we are actually going to begin with the word of God on this morning. Now, we are going to look at this passage of scripture. I don't know how many days we're going to be in this passage of scripture. Amen. But we are going to look at 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 19 through 20. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 19 through 20. God bless you, Adrian. It is so wonderful to see you this morning. Praise God. Amen. Just a powerful testimony of your life, of being property investor. Amen. I just appreciate you and the work and the partnership that you had with Opportunity Inc. earlier on. Thank you so much, Adrian, for joining us this morning. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. We were just so wonderful. You guys know that Opportunity Inc. Has a residential construction training program. We also have the Labor of Love program, and we help to have affordable housing for people. Amen. And Adrienne was one of our partners. She was a residential property owner, and we just appreciate her seeing our vision and connecting with the vision of Opportunity Inc. Mwah. I love you. I thank you. You got to remember those who were there for you. You got to remember those who saw the early days and the early vision and was helped and was a part of the foundation. You can't ever forget the people who were there for you and did for you. Amen. Thank you. And it's so amazing because the topic is a firm foundation. And so it is just so wonderful that you are here, Adrian, as we just, I remember the foundation that my husband and I laid through Opportunity Inc. and the work we did to renovate people's homes, to house people. Amen. Sometimes people forget, but I won't forget. Thank you, Adrian. God bless you. All right, so let's get into the word. Amen. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 19 through 22. Amen. And I read in the Holman Christian Standard Bible, and the word of God states, "Nevertheless, God's solid foundation stands firm, bearing this inscription, the Lord knows those who are his." Amen. "And let everyone who calls on the name of the Lord turn away from wickedness." In a large house, there are not only gold and silver vessels, but also those of wood and clay. Some for honorable use and some for dishonorable. So if anyone purifies himself from anything dishonorable, he will be a special instrument set apart, useful to the master, prepared for every good work. Flee from youthful passions and pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace, along with those who call on the Lord from a pure heart. Amen. Hey, there is so much meat in that passage of scripture. Amen. And I love it because yesterday we had the opportunity to look at Matthew chapter 6, verse 33 from another perspective. It's like when you seek ye first the kingdom of God. Amen. That's an external seek. Amen. And that is the advancement of God's kingdom. Amen. And making the announcement of God's kingdom. Amen. And it also is external. It is something that you do. We are called to go ye out into the world to make disciples out of nations. Amen. And then when it says seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, is like seeking his righteousness is the internal work, is the internal seek. Amen. Because you want God's righteousness. You want God's way of being, God's way of thinking, God's intentions, God's motives. Amen. You want to see things from God's perspective. Amen. And so when we seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, it's like, well, what is the kingdom of God? We learned in Romans, I think it's 14:17, that the kingdom of God is not meat or drink, but it is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Amen. And so now we see that if we're going to seek, if we're going to pursue righteousness. But then again, remember, I tell you that the revelation of God is progressive. Amen. So we learned that we are going to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. The kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. But then here we see in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 22, that we're going to pursue righteousness. We're going to pursue faith. We're going to pursue love. And we're going to pursue peace. Amen. So in our pursuit of and seeking God's kingdom and his righteousness, we're going to pursue love, faith, and peace. And we're going to do this along with those who call on the Lord from a pure heart. But what's so powerful? I got to park that car. Amen. I got to park that car because we're actually going to start with at verse 19. Amen. But we see that the word of God is canonical. It's a canon. Amen. And a canon means that, you know, you can find, like, it supports itself. Amen. And that's the easy terminology really quickly. The canon, the canonical Bible, one scripture supports itself. That's why some books did not make the Bible. Yes, there are a lot of arguments that there's a lot of words that was written, but what made it quote unquote in the canonical is that the scriptures support one another. Amen. And you are able to back one scripture up with another scripture. Amen. God bless you. And so let's look at, and thank you, Terry, for being our moderator this morning. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 19. Let's go back up to verse 19. Amen. And the word of God says, nevertheless, God's solid foundation stands firm, bearing this inscription: the Lord knows those who are his, and let everyone who calls on the name of the Lord turn away from wickedness. A firm foundation. Amen. So the church of Christ is the ground story. And when I use the word story, I'm not talking about like someone's story that they tell. This story is the different stories of a building. Remember, the topic is a firm foundation. So the Church of Christ is the ground story. Remember, Jesus is the chief cornerstone. And we talked about yesterday, amen, that the revelation that Jesus is the Son of the living God, he is the Christ, amen. Jesus said, upon that revelation, I'm going to build my church. Cephas was no longer called Cephas. His name was changed to Peter. Peter means rock. Amen. So that rock, that foundation, that revelation that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, Jesus built his church upon that. So the church of God is a ground story. So if Jesus is the cornerstone, y'all don't miss this. If Jesus is the chief cornerstone and the church of Christ is the ground story, then what we can see that God is building something for eternity. Because what we do here on earth is just the beginning. It's just the beginning. Think about it. The Church of Christ is the ground story. That's it. It's the firm foundation of God's plan. It's where our faith begins. It's where we can rest assured. It's where we can plant our feet. It's where everything begins. It's a firm foundation. The Church of Christ is unmoved and is unmovable. Though attempts through the ages have come to shake the church and it continues to ensue, we know that the gates of hell shall not prevail. The gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. The church is unmoved and it is unmovable. It is a firm foundation. And who laid the foundation? My God. God himself laid the foundation. God's solid foundation stands firm, and the foundation bears an inscription. Write the seal. Put in the chat the seal. Amen. This foundation is sealed with an inscription, with a writing. And that writing says, the Lord knows those who are his. The Lord knows who belongs to him. And let everyone who calls on the name of the Lord turn away from wickedness. That's our third key phrase, turn away. So we have a firm foundation laid by God. That firm foundation is the ground story, the Church of Christ, who is the chief cornerstone. Amen. And then that firm foundation has a seal and an inscription. The Lord knows who are his. He knows who belongs to the Church of Christ. He knows who stands on the firm foundation, and those who are his call on the name of the Lord. Amen. They call on the name of the Lord. But guess what else they do? They turn away from wickedness. They turn away from unrighteousness. See, we gotta understand that this life is just the beginning. There is a grander building. There is a massive work that God is doing. And in the fullness of time, the rest, everything will rest upon the massive work that began in eternity, that will continue in eternity. Amen. Hey, Deacon Johnson says the seal is the symbol of ownership and authenticity with Christ. Amen. The seal is also a solemn agreement. It is a solemn binding. When you have a seal, remember, kings of old, when they wanted to give their stamp of approval, they didn't just give the vocal word. They didn't just give the spoken word. Each king had a seal. And they would seal the edict. They would seal it, okay, with their special branding. And once you saw the king seal on something, you knew the authenticity of it. And who is the one who sealed the inscription? God himself. God himself is the author and the finisher of our faith. He is the beginning and the end. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the first and the last. He is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. And he has a seal. Terry says, signed, sealed, and delivered. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. The seal of the promise. That God knows who are his. He's building something. The church is just the ground story. There's other stories. Hallelujah. Jesus told us that his father has a house, and in his father's house, there's many rooms, and he goes to prepare a place for us. This is just the beginning. So that's why we talked on yesterday that we shouldn't just be seeking earthly things. They're going to rust. They're going to perish. Moths are going to destroy them. They don't last. They're temporal. But we want to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Those things are eternal. That's the proper order. We put earthly things in its place. Amen. This life is just the beginning. There's a grander purpose. There's a massive work. God is doing it. So then there's four things that are necessary here for us to understand in this passage of scripture in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 19. So first of all, we need to know that God is the one who laid the solid foundation. Remember, he is the author and he is the finisher of our faith. And it began with the chief cornerstone, Jesus Christ, and the revelation that he is the Christ, the Son of the living God. It is necessary for us to make a decision to belong to God. Not only do we need to know that God laid a solid foundation, but we need to know and make a decision to belong to the Lord. Amen. Let's turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 3, verse 33. The Gospel of John, chapter 3, verse 33. Chapter 3, verse 33. And the Word of God says, "The one who has accepted his testimony has affirmed that God is true." Amen. So let me go back because I want to make sure I put this in context. Go back up to verse 31. The Gospel of John, chapter 3, verse 31. "The one who comes from above is above all. The one who is from the earth is earthly and speaks in earthly terms. The one who comes from heaven is above all. He testifies to what he has seen and heard, and yet no one accepts his testimony. The one who has accepted his testimony has affirmed that God is true." Amen. "For the one who God sent speaks God's words, since he gives the Spirit without measure." So we need to know that God is the one who laid the solid foundation. And we need to make a decision that we belong to God. We need to trust and to know that he is the one who wrote the seal. He is the one who wrote the inscription. And if we believe this testimony, then we believe that God is true. Have we accepted the testimony that Jesus, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God? And that he built his church upon not only that revelation, but then he used the very person that the revelation came to, Peter, who preached the message of at Pentecost. Amen. Deacon Johnson says the foundation that the church is built upon is the rock. Amen. Do we accept that testimony as true? If we accept that testimony, the one who is from heaven, who speaks of heavenly things, who only talks about what he has seen and what he has heard, amen. Do we accept that testimony? If we accept that testimony, then we affirm that God is true. And if we affirm that God is true, then we can trust the seal, the inscription that we read in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 19, that nevertheless, God's solid foundation stands firm. Do we believe that testimony is true? I affirm that testimony, and it bears this inscription: "The Lord knows who are his. I have made a decision to belong to the Lord. And let everyone who calls on the name of the Lord," I call on the name of the Lord. Do you call on the name of the Lord? Because I know that God is the one who laid the solid foundation. Because I made a decision to belong to God. Because I name the name of the Lord, I turn away from unrighteousness. I turn away from wickedness. God bless you, Gil. It's so wonderful to have you here this morning. I pray you had a wonderful weekend. Amen. Know that God laid a solid foundation. Make a decision to belong to the Lord. Name the name of the Lord and turn away from wickedness and unrighteousness. It is necessary for us to do those things. Our work here on earth is to advance the kingdom of God. To denounce it all. When we say yes to God, we say no to everything else. When we say yes to righteousness, we say no to unrighteousness. Amen. Hi, God bless you. If you are here on YouTube or Facebook Live, let me know. I would love to give you a shout out. Amen. Deacon Johnson says, our faith and belief places us under God's foundation. Amen. God is the author and the finisher of our faith. Amen. He is the one. He is the one. So now what are we going to do? There are things that are necessary for us to do. What are we going to do? God has done it all. Amen. We got to get into agreement. We got to believe the testimony. We got to accept the testimony. Because when we do that, we affirm that God is true. Amen. Terry says, trust and obey. Amen, amen, amen. Whoo, my God. Y'all, I think I said what the Lord had for me to say on this morning. Are there any thoughts, any revelations, any scriptures, any words, any revelations that you have from the word on today? Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Whoo, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We are just getting started with this topic of it is necessary. Amen. It is necessary. Rhonda says, God's foundation does not need help from other religions, etc. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, the author and the finisher, the beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last. The rose of Sharon, the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. Amen. The sun of righteousness. Hallelujah. The ancient of days. Hallelujah. Yahweh Yah Adonai. El Elyon. Amen. The Holy One of Israel. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Terry says, I appreciate it being reminding that this is just the beginning. Well, isn't that a great reminder? Oh my God, sometimes we can get caught up with the things here on earth that we forget. Amen. That this is just an age. This is just an era in time. Amen. That there is another dispensation. There is more, that God is eternal. Amen. We serve an eternal God. And what we do here on earth decides. It puts us in position of where we will spend eternity. We have a tendency to forget. It was a great reminder. Thank you, Terry, because it did the same thing for me. It reminded me, don't get caught up in this earthly stuff. Amen. Where rust is going to rust and moth is going to eat and destroy it. Store up for yourself heavenly things, treasures in heaven, where the moths and the rust cannot destroy those things. Amen. Seek the heavenly things. Seek the higher things. Walk the highway of holiness. Amen. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And everything that you need here on earth will be added unto you. Put first things first. Put things in their proper place and in the proper order. Amen. Yes. It was a wonderful reminder of God's word. Amen. And is purifying. Amen. The fire of God purifies the heart. Amen. Hallelujah. Rhonda says, no other God is eternal. Jesus is the true and living God. Hallelujah. Yes, he is the true and living God. My God, my God, my God. He is faithful and he is true. Well, child, we're going to pick up at 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 20 on tomorrow. Amen. I am excited for what the Lord is going to share with us on this topic of it is necessary. Amen. Y'all have a wonderful, beautiful Monday. May we have started your Monday out in such a glorious way. May you be blessed on this day and may you feast on the word of God this day. If you were blessed, make sure you share this live with your contacts. All right. I love you. God bless you.